Unit 13, page 98. Listening. Sentence completion. You will hear an interview with Guillermo Quick. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences.
So, you were back in Venezuela on a visit?
Yeah, that's right. I was walking to the beach along a jungle path when I heard this noise, like a series of explosions. I immediately suspected that someone was attempting to shoot me, so I ran for cover. I ducked down behind a fallen tree trunk, but then I realized that the shots seemed to be coming straight from the treetops.
You must have been terrified.
Of course, but then I realized that the forest there is almost entirely made up of a tree called the jabillo. The trunks of these trees are covered in sharp thorns from the base to the uppermost branches, so it seemed highly unlikely that anybody trying to kill me would have gone to such uncomfortable lengths to get to the top.
So, what was going on?
I had no idea, but then I noticed that all these curved wooden shells had started falling down from the trees on the ground around me. The noise wasn't gunfire. It was the explosions made by the hard woody fruits on the jabillo trees bursting open. There were literally thousands of these shells covering an area of about 50 meters all around me. But when I picked up one of the shells, I was even more astonished. They looked just like dolphins. They had the same shape. The resemblance was uncanny. It seemed as if nature itself was speaking directly to me, warning me about the threats to the oceans and forests, and to the creatures who live in them.
So what did you do?
I went back to Spain and talked to a friend there who was a magazine editor about what I'd seen. I thought he might like to do a feature on my experience and on the dolphin tree, as I started to call it. But instead, he wanted to give away dolphin shells with a magazine. He said he would need the shells for an issue of the magazine that was going to come out in August. This meant somehow picking up 500,000 shells in 6 months.
But you couldn't possibly collect so many in such a short time. Could you?
Well, I hoped I would be able to, but I calculated that I would need to collect about 17,000 shells a week to meet the deadline, and I realized I couldn't possibly do it alone. After the first week back in Venezuela, I'd only managed to collect about 6,000. The inside joke was, "Don't worry, we've only got 494,000 to go." In the end, I decided to pay local families to gather the shells, and somehow we managed to get the 500,000 packed and ready to be shipped to Spain by the due date. Everything that could have gone wrong did, but we managed somehow.
And you still have people collecting the shells for you, don't you?
Yeah, I turn them into jewelry. My philosophy is that the dolphin tree has benefits on three levels. It helps local communities back in Venezuela. It can be used as a way of educating people about the damage we're doing to the environment. And finally, I hope that the dolphin jewelry can be sold to increase funds for environmental organizations.
And what are the chances of this happening, do you think?
About the same as the chances of collecting 500,000 shells in 6 months.
Now listen to the recording again.